Simon Tov Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Aleph. This is a Be'ez Oifen Mutter Likach B'yem Tov Menechemoni Mini Meichel. How did that? What Chazal permitted? What was the process Chazal allowed a person to do to purchase foodstuffs from the grocery? So Chazal Meichel to allow certain things within certain criteria. So Aleph. Okay, Lermer Lichemoni Losses Lebeyim or Gozim or Sharmani Michael Mishta. In order to tell the grocer to give him eggs or nuts or any other type of food or drink, Dina Beyantik Ma Bishabis, Commercial Inspired Lebesim Shinchov, Gimel Sivdalin. So Chazal were not there, even on Shabbos also, that you can actually purchase from the grocer, Beyim or Gozim or the other types of foods. He can't say a price, and he can't say okay, so I have, I'm taking 10 of them. You can't discuss the amount that you took, you can't discuss the price. Okay.
Is it Jew and Goy both?
That's Jew or Goy, yeah. And a Yehudi, if the person you're purchasing from is not Jewish, so also likach mimenu davar shemina b'mechuber or shemina mechusar tzeda. So now we add a concern that maybe the item that you're dealing with over here at the beginning of Yom Tov was attached to the tree or was running wild. Unless it's obvious that they're not freshly gathered, etc. You can't purchase eggs from the goy. Maybe these eggs were born today. Anything which there's no concern of that it's been attached or that it's been caught, trapped, or that it was born on that day, you're allowed to purchase from a non-Jew also. Even if it was brought in mitchus etchum, it was brought to this non-Jewish grocer. Now, this, however, is only going to be mutter in the case it was brought. We had it before in Tavkuf Tesvav. If the city was Rubo Akum, so we assumed it was really brought for the majority. So it wasn't considered being brought for Jews. Then a Jew was allowed to benefit from it. If it was brought for a Jew, i.e., the city is Rubi Yisrael, so then we say he's the one, and he can't benefit from it. Now, the case that's brought mechus etchum, there is a problem that you can't move the dalet amos. So you're allowed to purchase it, you're allowed to be in a henna from it, etc., but you can't move it beyond its dalet amos. B'chein kemach shenitzchan hayom b'ir sheruba enam yehudi. So the grain had already been detached from the ground, so it's not muksa because of that. Tchina, a Yisrael can't do tchina, and a goy can't do tchina for a Jew, but if a goy does tchina in a city which is Rubo Akum, we assume he was doing tchina, he was grinding it for the purpose of a non-Jew. That's what we assume. So now, Be'ir Shel Ruben and Yehudi, so then the Yisrael is allowed to benefit from that, which he did. Mutar Likach Mimenu. Now, that Yehudi talking to, we say that when he ground it, when he milled it, with intention for a non-Jew. You're allowed to buy from him bread which he baked that day. So even though that meant that he ground he milled the flour today, etc., he did it for the non-Jew. And same thing would be true in a case if Shabbos was Erev Yom Tov, you want to buy it on Yom Tov, and it was baked on Shabbos. But since the Rav of the city was not Jewish, he did it for Das of the Rav, but he did it for a non-Jew. So now a Jew is allowed to benefit from it afterwards. And there's no problem of Achana, because Achana is only going sometime which was like totally non-existent to become ex-extant, so the egg being born is like a nerlid, which That's the nerlets which are memela, which chazal aser. That's the hachanas which chazal said are aser. But if something was really here, just changing form, that's not the hachana which chazal said would be aser.
So non-Jew has a store in a Jewish neighborhood. You can't buy from
him. He has a store. Well, so in modern terms, the chances are very minimal that there's malacha involved in the, you know, anything on Yom Tov.
Bakery, say.
Well, even the bakery, the baking really is mutter on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bake on Yom Tov. Separate pesa, but right, obviously. But this concern that they're not milling the flour there on the spot.
So last time we had that you couldn't carry a lot of things in the street in the shura because it looks like you're doing business.
So that was some animals. That was some that you're going to sell animals and stuff like that. So we had a chinga.
But the reason it says because it looks like you're doing socher, like you're selling.
Right. So chazal matzer foodstuffs in general, but all the business is also.
But here you're going into a store and coming out with something. You're not afraid.
Chazal said. It's not because Al Bermad's in this business. They said specifically this type of thing. It's clear that it's a Tzarech Yom Tov. You know, it's clear you're doing the Tzarech Simchas Yom Tov, so it's a mutter.
Ah, okay. The stuff we had last time was like animal things that.
Yeah, there was cases like animals, yeah. So that's.
Yeah, it wasn't clear it's like the Tzarech Yom Tov.
Correct.
Okay.
You have a large block going down the street, you know.
All right, that's business.
Some cotton aloe, commercial but in Simon Shinchav Gimel, Vayan Shah Mishabura called Prote Adinim Lamaisa. So the Mishabura over there basically goes through all the halachas of what's mutter and what's usher. Again, see, these things, even mutter and on Shabbos, no malachas are involved, no Mishab malachas involved. You're allowed to go to the store and purchase an item. You can't pay for it on that day. You can't discuss a price. You can't discuss the measure that you were taking. It would be done based on estimation, and that would all be mutter.
So today it's common that the prices are marked on the shelf, or they're actually stuck on the item itself. Is that a problem?
I don't think so, as long as you don't mention it. But you can't make a total. No, he can't say, okay, so you took three boxes of this, and you know, once you're making a total, so you may not mention the amount, but that's also some form of.
Well, that certainly doesn't contribute to Simchas Yom Tov, so that's not a
problem. What?
That doesn't contribute to Simchas Yom Tov, so that's not a problem.
I was saying, so obviously, you're talking about somebody that you have a relationship with that you can do that, you know, then you'll make a cheshbon after Shabbos or after Yom Tov. I mean, we had before the case of the animal, right? The animal was shechted. Right, we have at the end of Tafsari Zion, we have the case you had shechted an animal, so you're allowed to sell it. The butcher would be allowed to sell it to the purchasers. And if you know, it's a treifa, you're allowed to sell it to a goy even. They were mounted because of the hepsid, but the same in the Matam Mechir El Yisrael, which he says, Shlo Yishkol, Shlo Yaskuskum Domim. Minimum, you know, you mashkin. You could ask the goy in that situation. The goy is buying it. You can ask the goy to leave a mashkin, because this way, after Yom Tov, if he doesn't come back, at least you have the mashkin. He says that this is all because we're afraid it might be masriach. But if so much as possible to be shomer, it's nowadays you can put in the freezer, so that wouldn't be mutter. that kosher meat also. We had it again in upside fist, right. Came up again also a little bit further, talk about the process of selling it to the Jew. This is the buster for Yom Tov. Here we go. Tov Kuf. So you can't be cut in a piece of Domim. Give me a seller's worth or a shtayim's worth. You can't say I'm becoming a partner for a seller's worth. You do it by ratios. Now give me a quarter of the animal, half of the animal. If you have a problem, figure out, you put two behemoths next to each other. So we agree these are the same type of animals. So tomorrow, when I shout that one, I'll be able to measure how much you took. I'll weigh that one. You can't weigh the meat. There's all those halachas over there. Beginning of Tov Kuf, same type of halacha over there. Kilhuba hayoyim mitchusetchum. When he's brought to this non-Jewish storekeeper, it was brought with intention for the majority, which is not Jewish. Canal basimintov kuf tesvav sivvav. Alvirsha ruba Yisrael, if the majority of the city is Jewish, a chetzer, even if half of the city is Jewish, also likach mimenu, then you cannot buy from this goyish, this non-Jewish grocer. The mistam of Yisrael, who we assume was brought for the majority, or was brought for the mechzel mechzel, was brought for a Jew. So now the Jew can't benefit from that action. Mitzarech lahamtin ad le'erev yom tiv. They have to wait till the following evening. Rishon v'chleishi also. So the night after the yom tiv rishon, let's say it was happening after rishon, you'd have to wait till the following night, the beginning of the second yom sheni.
So this animal that's not Jewish, it's not Jewish. This animal that's shechted and brought to a non-Jewish butcher, when was the shechted?
The case of there before in Topsad Yivav, Topsad Yizayim?
No, right
now,
this one.
Well, here it didn't discuss meat, but the discussing things which are, it's more like
fruits and vegetables
and fish. Right. But theoretically, if it was shechted that day, now you have the butcher is trying to, whether he's Jewish or not Jewish, the butcher is trying to sell it. Be the same thing. Okay. Vir sheruben lochrim hanasherev loichim pas v'kemach. So we talk about a case of you had kemach which was ground this day in a city which is not, the majority are not Jewish. So we discussed this before. If the majority of the city is not Jewish, but the majority of people who buy this item are Jewish, so what do you look at the majority of the city, or do you look at the majority of people who are buying this item? And the answer we said was you look at the people which are buying this item. So there's a certain type of fish that only the Jews use, so even the goyim are not buying that fish, so the guy goes out and catches that fish, say he caught it for a Jew. If the majority of people who are buying this bread and this flour are Jewish, so he probably did it for the Jew. Unless you know, then it's only mutter if you know that it was ground from beforehand. I think nowadays probably we would not be concerned about that. You know, you go to the store, you're not worried about that there was ground the last 16 hours. Mutar likach, so then you'd be allowed to purchase from him kemach, which was done for the goy. Then Jews allowed to buy from it. Now why? He says the mishum muksa lekha. There's no problem with muksa because the kernels are edible. The chitim. You can chew on them as they are. Molasses mayhem cloyus with ice, or you can make them into cloyus. You can roast the kernels and have roasted kernels. Or dices, you could chop them up into small pieces and make a cereal out of them. Within sheep, and the same thing would be true by rye or by barley. So, there's no mukhsa problem, and the tekina wasn't done for the malacha wasn't done for a Jew, so now you're allowed to buy from him. Therefore, you can buy bread, which is baked that day, even if you assume it was ground that day also. Hey, likach menu pas, rotzalim afilu yiduah kemach nitchan yom. Even though we know that it was also milled that day. Since the majority of people which are purchasing the bread are not Jewish, so the process of tchina, the grinding, then harkada, the sifting, is all done for the majority, which is not Jewish. If you know that took place before Yom Tov, because the only which took place today is the kneading. And the baking, those are malachas. Dafia halachi malacha mutaris biyamtiv. Okay. Now, kosar achrena. The chol zemari shashuma salechem hayyudua. The price for the bread was set. So at alisa b'litin imoy ba'ad demeah mekach. We don't have to discuss the price. You cannot haggle about you cannot discuss the price with a Jew either. So Chazal Asha discussing the price, discussing a total, discussing weighing anything, all those things which are part of the Mechira process, you can't do any of those on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that's true whether you're purchasing from a Jew or from a non-Jew. They also pointed out, these are Chorinim, Dim Eno Mamino Ha'akum, the God doesn't trust the Jew who's coming to buy the bread. Blina Sinas and Walks without paying for it. Mutul Aniakloy Mashkalas, that you can take a item which is usable in Yom Tov, but so it's not Muksa, and you can leave it as a Mashkin by the Goy. That you're allowed to. Avo. You can't show him the money and have the guy take the money. You can't have a guy do that for you either. You can't send the guy in your stead to purchase. You can't have the guy take the money. Say, here, come to my house, the money. Sit in there, just take it. Because you didn't hand the money, there's no books involved. But the Chazal did not allow this process of purchasing to get down to that level where you're involved in the money already.
Why is that the call? That's a shinui. During a week, you can have the money with you. You wouldn't have the guy come to your house tomorrow.
I think the whole idea of getting involved in paying, though, however you do it, is Chazal did not want the mechira to get down to that level, because then it becomes very, very weekday fashion. The idea that you're involved in paying for it. Over here, I'm really involved in getting an item, and I'll deal with the money at a different time. So that, but over here, I'm buying something. It's a different, but they both have a very different flavor. Take a look at the Shartzin in Hay. So he raises the following question. What if I give the guy the money before Yom Tov? And that he's going to give me the bread on Yom Tov. So, Hinei b'cheben Moshe kosev she'osu liten l'akum mos me'erev Yom Tov, she'itan lo'y pas b'Yom Tov. You can't pay him beforehand that he'll bake the bread and give you the bread on Yom Tov. When he is daiti, Mishabura says, but in my humble self, Chazal allowed this level of relationship that I can go and take advantage of the fact that he trusts me and buy it on Yom Tov. Pirshom Rashi, that given the rogel, that's the Mamina Bolin is seen as the most beyond. He trusts you without paying. Why would giving the money beforehand, the purchase, it doesn't become more or less of a purchase because I paid before Yom Tov. I'm actually purchasing the item and I owe him the money, or I present him and I paid him the money already. So what's the problem? The Efshar, this word also, maybe the Pshat and the Chevon Moshe is the following. The fact that it's already been paid beforehand, so like this is the final step of the process of purchasing. Whereas in the case over here, when the actual payment is not till after Yom Tov, it's like you didn't really totally purchase it on Yom Tov because it wasn't completed till after Yom Tov. Over here, this is like the final step in the process of purchasing because you gave him the money, you gave me the item. So maybe that's more chomer. Okay, that's maybe the pshat in him. But again, however, midivrei hagor le'abasim mishin chafesip talchik lekosav. You can't give the goy money on Erev Shabbos. They should deliver you bread on Shabbos. Why is it usher? Because since you paid beforehand, when he's baking with you in mind, because you paid him already. And you can't have a goy baking for you on Shabbos. In that situation, the goy is baking with the Jew in mind. Well, if that's the only problem, he didn't say there's a problem of purchasing. He said the problem is that the malach of Afiyah, which is Osir on Shabbos, is going to be done for the Jew, and that's a problem. There's no Isra baking, you see from that over there that we weren't, that it's not considered more of a purchase issue, the fact that the money was paid beforehand. The only problem was that the malach is being done clearly for the intention for the Jews. But since the malach over here we're talking about is baking, so this would create a problem. Let's say the guy was milling. So the Mechaber says if he's milling and the majority of people in the town are not Jewish, so we said the milling was done for a non-Jew, and then you purchase it as mutter. But in case you pay him beforehand, then he's milling for you. That would be a problem. That would be the same thing as the case of Shabbos. You know, but if the only issue is baking, there you're discussing a price, but over here the price, everything was done beforehand. Okay. Back in the Shabbat Vav. So you can buy from bread which is baked on that day. Fine. Should only rely on this in the case of need. I'm not sure what the issue is. I didn't look it up. I don't remember. What was the argument of the Oisrim? Okay. So now here's the scenario where Yom Tov is after Shabbos, and this was baked on Shabbos, and now you're purchasing it from the Goy on the next day. So the Goy baked it, the Tzarech Akum, because the majority of the people who buy bread in this town are not Jewish. So he didn't do it for a Jew. Good. But now, maybe there's a concern of Hachana. Hachana was this concept that if the item going into Shabbos was not usable, and on Shabbos it became usable, so you can't benefit from the hachonah that it became muchon, it became usable on Shabbos. You can't benefit from that in Yom Tov, because Shabbos can't be a mechon in Yom Tov. Shabbos can't be the source of what made this item usable to allow you to use it on Yom Tov. So we wouldn't apply that over here. That's a learner. The law of Asin and law le mishum hachonah, shemechon mishabbos Yom Tov, that Shabbos now is going to be the source of its being usable for Yom Tov, which it doesn't work. Why? Hold the mikra din after Shabbos guvah mutar lechol. Because here he baked it for a non-Jew. Remember the case, he baked it on Shabbos for a non-Jew. So mikra din, theoretically, you could use it on Shabbos. It wasn't baked for a Jew. Now the Jew says, oh, you're going some bread. So let's go get some bread. So after Shabbos guvah mutar lechol. Theoretically, on Shabbos it should have been mutar. The after mishum chumra the Shabbos machirin le'elbas in mishin chafei septal shal b'satakak. The kaponim b'yomtev shal acharov ein lahachmer. It's even over there. The Maisa, we don't allow you to do it. But that's, but there is a argument to say real mikra that it'll be mutter on Shabbos to benefit from it. It's not that it went from being inedible and unusable to becoming usable on Shabbos. That's called you bring the henna from Malacha Shabbos. It wasn't done for a Jew. So let's say the case with the case was a person baked bread for him, the guy baked bread for himself. Can you purchase that bread from him? So the Mechaber brought two shittas over there in Shin Chofei. So okay. So it's best if there's a tzad het over there, so real and yomtiv you're going to be mekel. Beis. So the Jew tells the non-Jew, I want you to go and purchase for me birds, yoinim on Yom Tov. Well, yeah, for us, that was improper to do that. He gave him money to go out and purchase for him. We did it already. You're allowed to benefit from those animals, those birds. You can shech them and eat them. Now, the question over here is, why isn't there a problem of tzeda? Right? There should be a nitzit. So if the birds are young enough that they don't fly yet, so you don't have to catch them. So then there's no nitzur involved. But if they're birds which fly already, they're mafrichin, so they fly, so then there's a problem of tzeda involved. So that gets way involved beyond the problem of buying it. The problem is that this thing was caught on Yom Tov, possibly. Abel rogel b'kach, also lechol mehem, the inzeh choshev di'evet, kim in the rogel b'kach. If a Jew did it one time, we're going to matter per the Yevah. If he does it on a regular basis, that's not called per the Yevah. That's called he's doing it the Chachilu, which is not acceptable. The Mocher, Sivkot Neches. It's a learning of the Tzarek Yom Tov. He tells, go out and buy this for me on Yom Tov, to be used on Yom Tov. He gives him the money before Yom Tov to purchase it on Yom Tov. He has to go to do that. Le'yofa Osa, Tess. Pirish, Bein Shanosun Le'moz, Likens Loi, Le'mocher. Whether he gave the goy the money before Yom Tov to buy it for him on Yom Tov, Ben Shemuel, whether he told the goy, "Kanei Moshechal, use your let your money," and he asked him, "I'll pay you back." Pulling his oster, feeling my goy kind of below most. Even the goy, if the goy gets another goy without transferring any money, he's like, "Oster Kiman Shaakam Poisik Shum Hamos Beyanta," but they make a price up. So there's a purchase. There's a clear purchase going on. The Kol Masha also lasses. I also learn the Akum lasses be Yom Tov. You could not do this on Yom Tov yourself. You couldn't purchase it from the seller, mentioning the amount of money, even without transferring any money. So you can't ever go and do that for you either. Even if you appoint the joy erev Yom Tov. So it's mutter. B'di'evet it's mutter. If they didn't discuss a purchase price, etc. But who shall you mafrichim? Can't be the birds are flying. That's a lemur. Pirish. There's no problem with tzeda because they're not flying anywhere. The kiman shenim yecharlim lifroyat. They can't fly yet. How will they consider them? It's like they've already been caught. Alim hey mafrichim. If they're birds which fly already, ikulamechus, you are required to be concerned. Sheman Nitzaraya, maybe today is when they're caught already on Yom Tov. Vavo Bisha Nitzara Bishil Goyim. Oh, I feel that Nitzara Mamela, even that is, they were done for a Goy, say Ruba Goyim, or that it happened without, you know, there's no mice done at all. He set a trap beforehand, and it got trapped itself. So it wasn't done any das at all. So now there's no problem being the henna from the malacha because the malacha wasn't done for a Jew. But it's a different problem because we said once it's mechuzet tzeda, it's muksa. Come back and you do it. We call dovrish mechuzet tzeda. I'm osim shemuksa kilei abasif aleph. So, but there's a muksa problem. that we had before, that something which has not been detached or caught before Yom Tov, a person's makta daita totally from it, and he has no intent to use it, so it's muksa. So besides the malacha for the Jew issue, which you can get around, there's the muksa issue, so you can't eat it if it's muksa. Now, Bazmona Kashar Yoni Yisrael Enim Srichim, Shalakim Enim Srichim Machana, Kaleo Basimon, Tov Tzadi Zayin, Siftezo. So we had before, you have to designate the birds that you plan to use, because you don't want you getting involved in picking up the bird, deciding it's too thick, too skinny, too fat, and putting it back, and then you're going through the whole tirch of moving these birds, which are for no purpose. So you need to designate specifically what you plan to use. That was the Zimun we had by the case of the birds. That doesn't apply to a goy, because he doesn't need the bird of a goy doesn't need to be mukhan from beforehand. Now, what about the tchum issue? It was brought either it was inside the tchum. I feel mechus the tchum will be ir sheruba akum. The daitim who always it seems the majority was goyim. It was brought for the goyim. Ir sheruba yisrael mechus the tchum. It was a majority was a Jewish city. A majority of purchases of birds of Jewish people, and it was brought from Chutz Tzum. We say it was brought for the Jew. Also, lachlam ad le'er, but they say also can have a simin tafkuf as well. So then you can't benefit from it until after Yom Tov. Also, lachlam mehem. But if you're doing this on a regular basis, we said no, nothing doing. Also, you have to wait until the evening. Also, you can't benefit from that which the goy purchases for you on Yom Tov. You have to wait till after Yom Tov to benefit from it. So, how Rogel is called Rogel? So they quote over here in the Moshe of Dirshu from the Kav HaChaim. He says once he's done it twice already, it's called Rogel. I mean, this guy's making himself comfortable doing this. It's not very often.
I guess they figure more than once you have some das, I guess, to do it.
Yeah. I mean, you start playing the game, This is a great, the rabbi said no, but the said, but yeah, but he said it's okay, so I'll do it again. Gimel, Larmer lechaber male li kli ze yayin. Fill up this container for me of wine without. It wasn't a container which has a measure on it. So then, on Yom Tov, come up on Shabbos, Kedisa v'Simishin Chav Gimel. So on Shabbos also, if the kli wasn't a kli which is used for measuring, and you didn't mention a specific measure of x amount of liters, etc., you just said, "Give me this kli," or so that's mutter. Again, there's no discussion of price, and there's no payment until after Yom Tov. But even the Chazal asked measuring, because measuring looks like part of the sale process. So what I'm saying, I'm not saying measuring, I'm saying give me a full container's worth. So if the container happens to be, give me a full liter's worth, it's not acceptable. The kli happens to be a liter, but it happens to be, it's a kli, whatever the kli is, we'll measure it after the other, how much it was, and we'll figure it out. That's mutter. Kedisa v'shemeshen l'chavgim. V'hu adin the osr l'hatol garolos b'yomtev from b'shabas, kedisa v'shemeshen l'chavgim, v'v. They wanted to make, raffle off the portions. Draw lots, whoever gets the portion, the larger portion. So that was also to do on Shabbos, because it's like, I'm selling out a larger portion for a smaller portion, etc. Then it says it's not good to do during the weekdays either, because it's gambling. You shouldn't measure. So, Chazal answered measuring, unless it's the tzarech mitzvah or the tzarech chela, Chazal answered it because that was something which is very common in the purchase process was to measure things. So it looks like you're doing it for a purchasing purpose. Lo yomid yidbeis b'mnei nira ki'ilu hu moideid limkar. Looks like you're measuring for the purpose of selling. Finally, Abbasim Mishin Chavdalad, Sipbez, Mishtabura, Vuadin, Linyan Yom Tov. So, let's say I want to give my animal fodder and I want to give it to him, say, so I could, do one of three ways. I can measure out an amount. So that's also. I could take a kli, which is a measuring kli, and fill it up with that amount and use it. That's also usur. Or I could take a regular kli and fill it and put it out, and that's mutter. So the din of lo yamid, you can't measure, includes this, you can't use a measuring kli for that purpose, even though you just fill up to the top. So you're not, like, it doesn't look like you're measuring, but it looks like you're measuring. You're filling up this whole container which is, you know, holds X amount. That's also part of the issue. Okay. Simon Tov Kufiut Ches. Let's just maybe do the following. The first Bir Alocha over here. So here they did with the Malocha of Hitzor. So what exactly is Motzim? The Malocha of Hitzor on Yom Tov. And we're going to introduce the concept called Mitoich. So Mitoich was, we mentioned it before, that when once the Torah permitted for the purpose of Ochel Nefesh to do the Malocha, it's also permitted for other purposes besides Ochel Nefesh. Mitoich Shehutzel Tzorich, which is not Mishal Tzorich. Once it's Motzim for a valid Yom Tov need, i.e. Ochel Nefesh, it's Motzim for other purposes also. Now the Bir Alocha brings over here, the table, at least it's, you know, you're like a little bit hakdama to the sif. The Torah Shehutzel Hitzor. Ein Reis Yosef Sheherich with Habi the Rei Poskim Achokim is that the Beis Yosef brings a long list of Poskim which disagree about this halacha of Hitzor. Because of Advarim Tosef is Bir who the main the is the axis, means that what everything turns on with a little bit of more explanation is the following. Okay. The Das of Tosis were Rosh, according to the opinion of Tosis and the Rosh, Hitzor Shalom Tzarech Klal, some which is a person would do Hitzor and Yom Tov for no Yom Tov need at all. For example, Hitzor Savonim Kedoyim, he's moving stones around, etc. He has no use for that on Yom Tov, etc. And he carries it out from his Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. He carries the Dalai Lama to Rosh Hashanah. Usur, I mean, a Torah Usur. That's also made a Raisa to do on Yom Tov. It has no Tzarech Yom Tov. It's also to do. Well, it's here, Elabit Ikat Tzarech Ksas. This heter of Mitoich only works if there's some Yom Tov need. It's not food, but I want to go out for a walk with my kid, enjoyment. So I want to carry my child out. I want to go for a walk. So that's a Yom Tov need. I want to take a walk. I want to carry a sefer to learn from. So that's a Yom Tov need. Okay. The Das Rashi Hutra Hitzor B'Mitoich Afilu Shel Tzarech Klal. But so Savanim Rak Mi Rabbanan also. According to Rashi, even if there's no need at all, Hitzor it's not a Malach which is Tzarech Yom Tov. Period. The Heter of Mitoich says there's no Isser of Hitzor on Yom Tov. Period. So Mi Rabbanan it's not going to be Osir. Mi Rabbanan it's Osir. Bechenu Das Rif. Where the Ran understands at the end, the Rif, that's the beginning of the Rif, also like Rashi. The Rambam also agrees with Rashi. That's we call him Matthias Rid. Riaz was his grandson. Also, his name was Yeshaya also. So the Tosis Rid and the Riaz, the Rambam, the Rif, Rashi, all hold Miraisa, it is mutter to do Hitzor, period. Instead of Oid Haran, the Ran takes it a step further. The Rashi, Vechen La Rif, according to Rashi and the Rif also, Afilu Isid Rabbanon Leka, but Hitzor, Shal Tzarech, Shenu Mitzir, Tzarech Mocher. This is her carrying out a Vonim, because you plan to use the Vonim the next day. Or because they're muksa, but if I'm taking that which is not muksa, I'm not taking the tzarech mocher, I'm just moving it because I'm moving it. It's all dinaser. Why are you moving it? Because. But it's not. If you don't do it for the next day, and the item which you're moving is not muksa, because all dinaser it. L'shachom elo avonim k'demesh debalav hachi muksa him. Kino daser rabbi magi b'shitas a rama. So this is so kind of tesis. Carrying out this item, which is not the Tzarech Yom Tov at all, is an Issa D'Oraisa. And according to Rashi, it's going to be mutter gomer. Because it's not muksa. He didn't do. He's not doing the tzarich mocher. It's mutter gomer. So it's quite a merchak between the two shitas. Skipping the brackets. Okay, because of my Mordechai b'dasa Rabbi Magadayin Shama. I'm at the base Yosef. Shema Direi Shara Poskim L'mash. Okay, the other person disagree with the Ran. El the Cholasaurus Mirabonim Al Kaponim Oster Kol Shein B'tzarich Klal. Halacha L'maisa. Anyone who doesn't have a yomtiv need is oster. It's oster Yiraisa. Oster Rabbanim. But you're not doing the tzarich yomtiv. It's oster. Chemul Kam Shitas Rashi. If you mash Hevi Yatosis Sugyan B'dibur Maskel Halchi Garz Rashi. And the way Tosfos understands Rashi, that's also true. So at the end of the day, it has to be. It's only mutav as a tzarich hayom involved in it. According to Tosfos, the tzarich hayom is an issur d'oraisa. According to Rashi, and the other shittas in the Rif. It's also Mirabban. According to the Ran, it's Mutter, but the Maisa, the Ikrip Saki is going to say over here that it's also either way, and that's what we're going to go with in Shulchan Aruch. Either way, it's also, if it's not the Tzarech HaYom, it's also, whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan, that's going to be a Mechloikas. Okay, let's hold it here.